So, Bezer Hashem, this has been a thought that I've been thinking of recording for a while. It's a very, very beautiful, tremendous Dvar Torah, if you will. Chiddush from the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, and it's brought in this different Sefarim of the Baal Shem Tov, including, I saw it in the Sefer of the Kamarna Rebbe, Nesiv Mitzvotecha, that in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov has his dream of the ladder, Jacob's ladder, Sulam Yaakov. So after the dream, Yaakov wakes up and says, Achein, Yesh Hashem v'makom hazeh, v'anochi v'yadati. Behold, Hashem is in this place and I didn't know. So the Baal Shem Tov points out something so tremendous. Maybe, possibly my favorite Dvar Torah, my favorite idea, period. This might be it. It really might be it. So he says, watch this. So the phrase Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, there is Hashem in this place, there is God in this place. If you add up those words, Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, it equals the numerical value of Yisrael, 541. How? Yesh is the Yud and Shin of Yisrael. Yesh means there is. And then the words Hashem b'makom hazeh equals the other three letters of Yisrael, Resh Aleph Lamed. So this is, there's something very beautiful about this, because Resh Lamed Aleph, or Resh Aleph Lamed, is, it's equaling 231, and there are several very significant things about that number. 231 equals the numerical value of Yihi Or, let there be light, is 231. Another 231 is that we've talked about this a lot. There are four major ways of spelling out God's name. Not just Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey, but to spell out each of those letters. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet every time. And then Hey is sometimes Hey Yud Hey. You're filling out the letter. Sometimes it's just Hey Aleph. And so on and so forth. There are different ways of filling out the name of God. And those different ways, there's a 72. There's a version that equals 72. There's a version that equals 63. There's a version that equals 45. And there's a version that equals 52. It's called Av Sag Ma'ban. When you add up those numbers, 72 plus 63 plus 6 plus 45 plus 52, it equals 231, equals Yihi Or, equals Resh Lamed Aleph of the remaining letters of Yisrael. And another thing about the number 231 is if you line up all 22 Hebrew letters in a circle, and you draw pairings, unique pairings, between the 22 Hebrew letters, there are 231 unique pairings of the 22 fundamental Hebrew letters. 231. So again, Yisrael equals the phrase, Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Yesh, there is God in this place, and God in this place equals let there be light, equals the different names of God, equals all the combinations of the Hebrew letters. What does this all mean? The Baal Shem Tov says something unbelievable, so beautiful, that the function of Yisrael, the function of the Jewish people, is to be the yesh, to be the substantiality that tethers the light of Hashem to place, to a limited world. That if it wasn't for B'nai Yisrael, if it wasn't for the Jewish people, the light of God would fly back into oblivion, would fly back into Or Ein Sof, would fly back into absolute infinity. And so to speak, there would be no reason that the light would want to enter into a finite, constricted, often painful world. But because of the manifested physicality of a Jew in his body, and the Jewish people and their situatedness in yesh, in somethingness, that forces, so to speak, Hashem to be in time and space. Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Behold, Hashem is in this place and I didn't know. Now this is something I wanted to say. I haven't seen anybody say it yet. So this is all beautiful. So Yaakov is dreaming, and he's he's saying something that in a hint is saying this phenomenal idea that the function of the Jewish people, the function of Jews in the world, of Israel in the world, is to tether the light of God to a time and a place. Like we build the temple in Jerusalem in one place and so forth. It's like a magnetic force that's pulling the light of Hashem magnetically to this planet Earth, to this universe. Beautiful. The way that the wick of a candle is tethering the flame of the candle down and that it should burn bright and beautiful. We're like that wick to the light of God. That's our function. But Yaakov only says this thing in a hint-like way. It's only in the numerical value. It's only in the numerical value. It's not said explicitly. And then what does he say? After he says, behold, Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, what does he say next? V'anochi lo yadati. And I don't know. But in the next week's parsha, in Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov gets his name Yisrael, which is equaling the numerical value of this concept of Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, of there is a substantiality, so to speak, of the light of God to this place because of me. But it's almost as if you could say that Yaakov Avinu didn't know what he was saying when he woke up from his original dream. And this is at the beginning of the real journey of Yaakov. And so when he fights off with Esav's angel and he wrestles with the angel and he fully comes back to Eretz Yisrael with 12 holy children and he's married and he's become an Ish Shalem, he comes complete and he's wrestling awake, not asleep, with the angel. Now he knows what he didn't fully understand. He's able to interpret really the dream and understand what that gematria, that numerical value of what he was saying actually meant. It's like the whole journey of Yaakov is coming fully into an awake awareness of what he originally dreamed. And so the whole journey of the Jewish people, because Yaakov really is Yaakov Avinu, he's the Beis Yaakov of Ishbitz, says incredible Yaakov Avinu Lames. It says Jacob never died, because really we come from Jacob. True, we come from Abraham and Isaac, but primarily we come from Jacob. And he says, astoundingly beautiful, he says, every single thought that Yaakov Avinu ever had in his 137 years of existence, each one of those separate thoughts was the seed planted to create each individual Jew that would ever live. That each and every one of us, as Jewish people, each one of us is one of the thoughts of Yaakov. Unbelievable. Beautiful. So if Yaakov is all of us, and it says, Shufrei de Yaakov keshufrei de Adam Rishon, the beauty of Yaakov is the beauty of Adam, that just as Adam is a total man, a man that encapsulates all humanity, so too Jacob is encapsulating all the Jewish people. So if that's our total mission must be to wake up to this realization that our very manifestation as a limited creation in this world plays the role of tethering the light of Hashem to this creation. Somehow that needs to summarize what we're doing. If the sweeping journey of Yaakov as the one the Torah has the spotlight on, because after this, you know, the spotlight kind of turns to Yosef now, to Joseph. So while the spotlight's on Yaakov, you might say it's all coming to realize this deep, deep foundation. That Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, that my mitzvot, my Torah, is somehow tethering the light of God to the place, to time and place. That's the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles. When you light Hanukkah candles, the basic simple act of lighting a candle is to take, they say in philosophy and in science, there's like fire everywhere in the air. It's just everywhere in the air, but it's invisible. You light a candle, suddenly you create a super concentration of the fire into the place where you light the candle. That's what we are. Ner Hashem Nishav Sadam. The soul of the candle of God is the soul of man. Our job, our primary job, and it says Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. The Torah is the light and the mitzvah is the candle. Our mitzvot is a candle-like expression of tying the infinite light, pulling it out of the invisible surroundings, and tethering it to certain points in time and space. That's the whole essence of what we're doing. And I just wanted to add an addendum to this. A person could ask Akasha and say, if you quoted the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitz and said, every Jew is each thought that Yaakov Avinu ever had, each one of those individual separate thoughts planted the seed to create each individual Jew. So this Jew is that thought Yaakov had, is coming from that thought Yaakov had, and this other Jew is coming from that other thought that Yaakov had. So then what's so special about the thought of realizing that Yisrael, that the Jewish people in their manifestation and bodies and physicality and limitation is tethering the light of Hashem to this world? Why is that a special thought? Why is that the all-encompassing thought when he had many other thoughts that weren't recorded in the Torah? The answer is simple. Because this thought was recorded in the Torah. For some reason, the Torah chose to record this thought. Yaakov, who's he talking to? He's not talking to anybody else. So this is explicitly a thought that Yaakov is having to himself. Is he saying it out loud? Probably not. He said, so, Eichnami, if every Jewish person is born of the particular thoughts of Yaakov Avinu, but because the Torah chose to point out this one, it must be that it's an all-encompassing one, that each particular thought is part and parcel of this overall thought, this overall deep awareness, this deep depth of coming to awareness of this ultimate concept, that the whole reason for a creation of limitation of time, space, and soul, and body, and all these constrictions is not to torture us, it's to do the most amazing thing. It's to turn the light of Hashem from Ein Sof, which is this nothingness because it's so infinite that you can't, literally means no boundary. The light, it starts as no boundary. It's so all-encompassing, it's so total that you, there's no place to grasp onto, because since there's no limit to the power, well, there's no place to grasp, because in order to grasp, you need limits to start to where to grasp. So the point of Yisrael is to create that limitation, and by creating those limitations, the function of Israel is to create those limitations so that the limitless light can become a yesh, can become a somethingness. And that's what it's all about. Bezrat Hashem.